A billboard in Washington State has created quite the controversy across the country, and on Tuesday, an official with the Environmental Protection Agency tried to explain their side of the story. The billboard was installed in Washington State and funded through an EPA grant. In essence, the billboard told residents to contact state legislators about agricultural runoff, saying that, quote, unregulated agriculture is putting our waterways at risk, unquote. Ron Carleton serves as the agricultural liaison with the EPA, and he says that even though the billboard was funded through an EPA grant, it doesn't carry the message the agency wants to promote.
So in essence, you know, you could sort of connect a dot that for those who are concerned about this, EPA was funding a tax on agriculture. And I will tell you, and I think the administrator used this word the other day when she was at a Senate committee hearing, and that was distressed, that she was distressed by what happened and by the content of the media campaign, because that is absolutely not something we support. It's absolutely not the message that we want to get out there.
Carleton says the agency is currently reviewing its grant process.
My understanding, I've been told that that the billboards have come down. You know, that's an important part. We wanted that to happen. And again, we're in the process of reviewing all of this, and I really can't tell you much more about that review at this point.
Carleton says no matter EPA's intent, this billboard could have lasting negative effects.
But again, it was not our intent, not our message, and we'll be able to correct that. But, you know, the reality is, and I'm sure you've probably heard from folks that, you know, maybe, you know, the damage has been done. You know, we take one step forward where we think we're helping to build trust or trying to work with our agricultural stakeholders. And if something like this happens, and it's, you know, like two steps back.
Lawmakers were quick to condemn EPA after the billboard's message went public. EPA's Inspector General is currently investigating the matter. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.